Former President Donald Trump says that if reelected, he will use a little-known law from 1798 to enforce mass deportations. The Alien Enemies Act gives the president the power to restrict the rights of foreign-born Americans in wartime. But could it apply today? NPR's Rachel Traceman reports.
Former President Donald Trump has added a new promise to his stump speech.
I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil.
That's Trump speaking at a rally in California earlier this month. This kind of anti-immigration rhetoric is nothing new for Trump, who has repeatedly described the influx of migrants to the U.S. as an invasion and vowed mass deportations. But invoking the Alien Enemies Act to do that would be pretty unusual.
Think of that, 1798. Oh, it's a powerful act. You couldn't pass
the act allows the president to detain, relocate, or deport non-citizens from a country considered an enemy of the U.S., but only after Congress has declared war. It was passed as part of the Alien and Sedition Acts, which restricted certain civil liberties on the eve of war between the U.S. and France. Here's Georgetown law professor Stephen Vladek.
There was a lot of fear-mongering about French supporters in the United States and about conspiracies to basically get the United States in on France's side.
The rest of those acts were either repealed or expired within a few years, but the Alien Enemies Act has been used three times since. It was used against British nationals during the War of 1812 and German residents during World War I. It led to tens of thousands of German, Italian, and Japanese nationals being placed in internment camps during World War II.
Even though we've been involved in a whole bunch of wars over the last, 82 years, we haven't been involved in a declared war since the end of World War II.
That's one of many reasons that legal experts are skeptical Trump's argument would work.
I think if you were to do it, it would be both harmful and illegal.
That's Ilya Soman, a law professor at George Mason University and constitutional studies chair at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank.
The text of the act and also interpretations of it over the last couple hundred years make pretty clear this only applies to migrants from countries with which the U.S. is at war, or if the government of that nation has invaded the United States, none of which is even remotely true right now at the southern border.
If Trump were to invoke the act, he'd very likely face legal challenges. And experts say it's not totally clear how the courts might rule. On the one hand, Vladek says, they could decide that immigration does not constitute an invasion.
The notion that the courts would look kindly upon using this kind of authority, where it would really be stretching what is already a pretty controversial legal power, I think is pretty far-fetched.
But courts could decide that defining an invasion is actually a political question and decline to intervene. Some lower courts have done that in other immigration cases, Soman says.
A number of lower courts have said that the definition of invasion is a political question. Many of those court decisions also say that an invasion has to be an organized armed attack. So there is some internal tension in those precedents.
Ultimately, Trump doesn't need this centuries-old act to go after undocumented immigrants. Experts point out there are plenty of other statutes on the books. Here's Vladek again.
The issue that has hamstrung each of the last four presidents of both parties has not been legal authority, it's been a lack of resources.
That includes a lack of funding for immigration enforcement, which would have been part of a border security bill considered in Congress earlier this year. But Trump pressured Republicans to block it, and he continues to focus his campaign speeches on the southern border. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.